Hi everyone, and welcome back to TrainLang Podcast, your go-to space to learn English with real-life conversation. I'm Aline.
Hello, and I'm Johnny, and guess what? This week's episode is coming to you straight from, how do you say that in French?
Le Festival de Cannes.
Oh, Cannes Film Festival.
Yes, but our imagination is there, even though we are not really there, yeah. And that counts for something, right?
Yeah, it does, because today's fictional dialogue takes place in the middle of the festival madness, so perfect for practicing past simple versus past continuous.
We'll teach you how to describe events in the past, what happened while something else was happening, or what interrupted what.
Exactly. And later in the episode, we will also talk about Cannes from a cultural perspective, the films, the celebrities, the drama, well, all of it.
Let's get started.
Very good. So then the first thing we will do is a fictional dialogue, as we usually do. No, just we love these fictional dialogues. And imagine, no, I think we are sitting at a cafe, no, by, I don't know, a beautiful place around Cannes. And we are talking about what we are seeing and experiencing there. So let us start our fictional dialogue. Wow, Aline, I still can't believe we saw Tom Cruise yesterday. That was insane.
You mean when he literally rattled down the building during the press event?
Yes, I was filming the sunset with my phone, and suddenly, boom, he was hanging from the roof like a real-life Ethan Hunt.
I was buying coffee when it happened. I just heard people screaming and turned around thinking someone had fainted.
Nope, just Tom being dramatic again. Honestly, I wasn't even surprised. That man lives for the show.
Meanwhile, I was trying to enjoy a beautiful, quiet indie film from Finland, and you were texting me the whole time about actions on balconies.
Yeah, guilty. But come on, don't you love a bit of chaos and a film festival?
Not when I'm watching a slow black and white drama with no dialogue and a goat as the main character.
Well, I fell asleep just hearing that.
While you were stalking celebrities, I was watching a gorgeous Romanian film about grief and solitude.
Well, I was queuing for tacos during that one.
Of course you were.
So, okay, interesting, no? Just we use quite a few past simple past continuous.
All right, grammar time now. In our dialogue, as you said, Johnny, we use both past simple and past continuous. But what's the real difference?
Well, let's make it simple. Past simple is for actions that are finished, they happened, and they are done.
Exactly. Meanwhile, past continuous is for actions that were in progress in the past, especially when something else happened at the same time.
Very good. Excellent. So I think we can start just by using the past simple, right? I think we have a few slides just for our friends here. So let me just put the first one here. So let's see then how we can use the past simple. Oh, we explain the past simple. We use it to talk about specific events, no, that happened and ended in the past. So, for example, talking about one of the most famous characters now, no, just on Tending Tropic, Pedro Pascal. Well, he gave a brilliant speech. So that's something he did in the past, and that happened. No, that's it. Can you tell us any other example or sentence?
Of course. Examples that will show completed actions. Yeah, for example, let's continue talking about our Festival de Cannes. Zendaya arrived on the red carpet at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Or we can also say, I saw the Shrouded Hour yesterday. It was intense.
That's right. Yeah. So also, no, the director of After Silence won an award. So things that just happened and ended in the past. No? So yes. This is the past. The past simple. Let us move to the past continuous. as we can see here in the slide, no, we use for background actions or longer actions that were happening at a specific moment. Mm-hmm. And here we have one example, no, just I saw the, or I was talking here, I was, for example, I was watching The Quiet Son when my phone started ringing, for example, no, so that could be one. Or any other one that you can say?
The one that appears here, I was taking photo when Zendaya waved at me. I wish.
Right. You wish that, no? It's true, no? So,
yeah. Good. Oh, we have another one that might be good.
For example, no, we have, they were interviewing Greta Gerwig while I was trying to find my seat, for example.
Yeah.
And maybe
we
one
see
more.
Two actions, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe one more if you want to share.
Of course, while I was buying popcorn, the film had already started.
Very good, excellent. So as we see, no, background actions, longer actions that were happening at a specific time. And that is the point that sometimes, that we, as we can see now, we can use both tenses together, okay? So the action and the interruption. No. So this is very common in English. One action is ongoing, that is the past continuous, and then another one is interrupting it, that is the past simple. So we got an example here. No? I was enjoying the soundtrack when someone's phone rang. That's terrible, no? Just so when you are at the cinema and suddenly one of the phones is starting to ring, that's annoying. Any other example that you want to share with our listeners?
Of course. Let's continue with the same subject. While I was watching The Other Shore, Tom Cruise walked into the theater.
That's right. Okay. So I was watching. So that is the ongoing action. And then what interrupts? No? So Tom Cruise entered or walked into the theater. Good. I have another sentence. For example, the jury was announcing the nominees when it started to rain. So again, longer action, past continuous, just interrupted by the past simple. One more for you?
Yes. Yeah. I was recording a video when Emma Stone passed right behind me. Again, The ongoing action, recording a video in the past that was happening, and then Emma Stone passed. Interruption of the ongoing action.
Very good. And maybe one more. No, while they were projecting the trailer, the screen went black. So again, longer action, past continuous, interrupted by a past simple. Let us consider now common mistakes. And this happens quite frequently. No, for example, I don't know. Do you want just to share with us the first common mistake that we have?
Yeah, it's very important because if we don't understand the mistake, then we might make that mistake quite often. So the wrong way is, I was watched the movie when it started raining. I was watched in reality, it's a passive, so it's nothing to do. It's nothing to do with what we want to say. What we want to say is, I was watching, it's an ongoing. So because it's an ongoing, we need to remember ing. I was watching the movie when it started raining. If we translate it into Spanish, I was watched, there's fui mirado, which doesn't mean at all what we want. Estaba mirando, I was watching, is the correct way. So very we have good, to be very careful to add ing instead of the past participle.
Very good. So a common mistake for our students. No? Sometimes remember that we use the be verb, no, with the present with the past continuous or with the present continuous form. So then that's a little bit the idea. So past continuous, you need to use the be form, as it happens with the present continuous as well. No? So I was, automatically, it needs to be an ing. You cannot use a past simple there. So another example, for example, that we see here is, Pedro Pascal gave a speech while I was clapping. Pedro Pascal gave a speech while I was clapping. Here we have just a change, no? We have the interrupted or the short action first. Pedro Pascal gave a speech, you know, while I was clapping. So I was just doing this, and then he was giving a speech. So then just again, no, using both both ones. Good. So let us share now just the time expressions to connect both tenses. What are the time expressions to?
That's very useful, because if we know the time expressions, then we will know what tense we need to use. So, for example, with past continuous, which is the ongoing action in the past, we can use while, as, at that moment, or all evening. That goes with the ongoing action.
Fantastic. And with the past simple, we can use things like suddenly, when, which is the usual one, no? Then, and after that.
Yeah.
Just to give you an example, no? While I was waiting for the film to start, they announced a surprise guest. While I was waiting. Or, for example, when the camera lights flashed, I was sipping my drink. So when, while, common ones that we can use. So just remember, past continuous paints the scene, past simple brings the action.
And when you use both, your stories sound way more natural and vivid, especially if you're talking about something exciting like a film festival.
That's very true. So we arrive, I think, to the question for the audience, right?
Exactly. Time for your challenge. Here's the sentence in Spanish. Let's see if you can find the equivalent in English. Estaba viendo una peli de autor cuando Johnny me escribió emocionado sobre Tom Cruise.
Ah, muy bien. Bueno, how would you say that in English? You can leave your comments, if you want to use your comments, right? Just we are here to read them, and of course we will share some points with you. It's a long sentence, but for of course for a B2 level, I think that's something that
of
is
course
easy.
They will be able to.
That's right. Use past continuous simple correctly.
They will. We're looking forward to reading your comments. Please, we'll give you the correct version later in the episode. No worries.
That's true. So, and if you're enjoying this podcast, please give us a like. Subscribe, share it with your film-loving friends. Remember, please, that we are on YouTube, also Spotify. So you can find us many, many different places.
And if you want to improve your English faster, go to trainland.com. We have the best teachers, interactive lessons, and cultural content that fits you.
Very good. Fantastic. Yeah. So let us move to then... to talk a little bit about the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah. Let's talk about Cannes. There's no place quite like it, right?
Totally. Well, the fashion, the films, the flash of the cameras, and sometimes even the drama.
This year's lineup is actually really exciting. Did you see the trailer for The Shrouded Hour with Tilda Swinton? It's getting early Oscar buzz.
Yes, and I laughed after Silence, that French political thriller directed by Claire Denis. Super intense.
That one had me on the edge of my seat. I was watching it when someone in the audience fainted. No joke.
Wow, seriously. I was outside the theater trying to get a glimpse of Paul Mescal. He was here with Boys of Summer, right?
Yeah. And let's not forget the buzz around Greta Gerwig's new film, June in Berlin. She's shifting into European cinema now, and critics are loving it.
Well, I was queuing for drinks while they were doing her red carpet interviews, and everyone was going crazy when she arrived.
Meanwhile, I was watching Slow Estonian film. You know, the one with no dialogue and 80 minutes of snowfall.
Oh, yes. I walked in while the credits were rolling. People were either moved or confused.
That's Cannes. You get commercial giants like Tom Cruise and right next door, minimalist film from Ukraine or Finland.
Exactly. Well, I love that contrast, no? And it's amazing when the festival promotes stories from all over the world. This year's there's even a Nigerian sci-fi film, Black Dust, in competition.
I haven't seen that one yet. Let's go tomorrow.
Yeah, deal. I just hope I don't have fall asleep again like I did during the 3-hour biopic about Danish philosopher.
You were literally snoring. I was watching the film and suddenly I heard this weird sound. I thought it was part of the soundtrack.
Well, Cannes 2025, never boring, always surprising. So anyway, let's see what happens this year, no?
Excellent. Okay, so earlier we asked this challenge for all the ones listening to us. Estaba viendo una peli de autor cuando Johnny me escribió emocionado sobre Tom Cruise. What is the correct answer, Johnny? Please help us.
Well, let's have a look. No, I was watching an art film when Johnny texted me excitedly about Tom Cruise. So notice, no, I was watching an art film when, and this is one of the connectors or words that we can use, no, Johnny texted me. So here is a past simple about Tom Cruise. So we hope you had this one right.
Well done if you have.
Very good. Fantastic. So, and now I think here's your turn again. Try to make a sentence using the past continuous and the past simple.
And bonus points if it's about something weird or funny that happened at the movies.
Yeah. So drop it in the comments. We love reading them. So if you're watching right now, just you can leave your comments and then just we will love just to hear all these things. That would be fantastic. Please.
Wow. So today we've covered how to use past simple and past continuous naturally, which is very important when we want to sound natural in English. So
that's
past
true.
Simple and past continuous.
And we even took a little trip to Cannes for some cinema magic.
Next time, we'll talk about prepositions of time in, on, at, how to finally stop mixing them up.
Very good. And if you're serious about your English, well, then please head to trainland.com and also like and subscribe to our episodes. We would love that. Many of our students are enjoying learning English with us. No, just really, we have all types of students, younger students, children, we have adults. And they're enjoying really studying English with us. They are learning a lot. And they love our teachers because we have super teachers. So try to know some of them, like Aline or Matthew or Stefan or many others that we have. And also remember that we have free classes if you want to try to learn with us. So remember, just if you want to visit us, go to www.trainland.com. The best online school. It's just one click away. Well, Aline, thank you very much. I really enjoyed this Cannes podcast that we did. Very French.
Cinema and glamour. What else can we ask?
That's true. So thank you very much. And see you next time. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Thank you.